Dark Wraith Publishing presents the Dark Wraith Audio Lecture Series, specially edited academic lectures in business and economics. Lecture 5, delivered on the 28th of August of 2008. The title of this lecture is Cost and Price.
I'm trying to see who would fit this really well. Okay, really, none of you really looks the part, but we'll do it this way. You, sir, own a gas station. You have your own little gas station. You wear your little gas station shirt every day that has the label that says Al. And you stand out in front of your gas station every morning, waving at your customers, "Hi, customer!" You know, you and buff off your windows so they're nice and shiny. You're very proud of your station. Well, you've just gotten in your last load of gasoline at $3.50 per gallon. That's what you paid, and you bought yourself 20,000 gallons of that gasoline. Now you do a little markup on it to $3.75. And you look around and you see that your competitors are out there, and they're around the same price, $3.75. Maybe a little lower, a little higher. You might even call a few of them, "Well, I'm at $3.75 today." Now, is that cheating? No. That's really actually, in a market like this, that's part of your price discovery process, communicating prices. They might be, "Oh, I'm not going to do that. No, I'll put mine a little lower." But you're certainly out there competing, and there's a prevailing price of around $3.75. Okay, you go into your station, and you've got this little tiny office room that you can sit in, your sad little chair in your sad little office. You got a little tiny black and white TV. It's running, and they're running across the news screen, "We have just bombed Iran. We have laid out a naval blockade. Iran is mining the Strait of Hormuz. Already two super tankers have hit mines and been blown up. Traffic is backing up into the Persian Gulf. There's still oil on the high seas, but essentially oil transport out of the Persian Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz is done, gone. Already there are reports of a terrorist bombing of a pipeline going through Central Asia. War." In a situation like that, you hear that loads of gasoline have suddenly gone to $7 a gallon. And you're saying, "Oh, thank God, I got mine at $3.50. Whoa, I just got mine just under the door." Okay. So now, you walk outside, and you see all of your competitors already are at $7.25 a gallon. And you're thinking to yourself, "Now, wait a minute, those sons of bitches got their gas at exactly the same price. Those dirty sluts, they should not have done that. They're just screwing their customers." Well, you tell me, what are you going to do to your price? Are you going to leave it at $3.75, or are you going to go up to $7.25? Remember, you bought it at $3.50. What are you going to do? Yes. Now, the next question is why, and don't say because I can make a profit. That's not the reason why. Why are you... Yeah?
Because when you go to purchase it again, it's going to be less.
Your replacement cost is going to be $7. You are not going to get your next load at $3 or $3.50. You are going to get it at $7. If you keep your price down there at $3.75, you're out of business. You will not be able to buy your next load. "Well, I love my customers. I can't screw them. That's a profit." Like hell, they would come in if you ran it at $3.75 and everyone else was at $7.25. They'll come in, wipe out your inventory, and then they won't give a rat's ass about the fact that they just drove you out of business. They'll be right over at your competitors buying their gas tomorrow because they won't care that you tried to do them a favor. They'll wipe out your inventory, clear your inventory, and then just go for the market prevailing price. Keep that in mind. Prices have nothing to do with historical cost. They have to do with expectations and replacement cost.
That's why we can't talk about accounting when we're doing economics. All we can talk about is future costs, expectations. Historical cost is irrelevant here. You're going to have to pay out the ass for your next load of gasoline, so you should be charging out the ass for your gasoline. Because it doesn't matter if you love your customers, they don't love you. They love you as long as they can get your gas at a cheap price, and then when you're gone, they won't even remember you.
Keep that in mind.